6 minutes after 10, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 covering Smith and Mason Valley. I think we've got Monica. She's running a little late this morning. She was there.
Talk about our healthcare system. You know, it's like go in an hour early just to get a lab draw. I was like, I gotta go. Monica. It's like, fine, I'll let Dan open it.
Hi, love.
Oh, but it is all good. Hi, love. Thank you so much. We're going to have to get you on the phone with people today and give some stuff away since I'm so frazzled and
just all right.
driving myself crazy. You know, that's the thing. We rush and we plan and something always happens. You know, you just can't always plan for everything. And that's why I love what I do. Because you come in, you're full of energy, you're excited, you're exhausted, and it's, But there are a lot of things for us to talk about today. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I know this isn't local, but I saw this last night, and I had to say something about it, because it is just the mindset of liberals and liberalism and socialism, and if you don't do what I say, if I don't get my way, I'm gonna pound my fists and stomp my feet and just, you know, keep complaining. So I saw this on one of my emails first that I get from, you know, different. This one was actually from the Washington Free Beacon, and then I saw Laura Ingraham talking about it, and then she was eating a sandwich, so I want to talk about this tomorrow. But Kansas City University Faculty Council, who the hell is that? They're attacking Chick-fil-A in a letter. I guess these are the elites of the university there. And they had Chick-fil-A down in the basement. And they, you know, the school decided, you know what? Let's move them up. Let's move them to a more convenient location for the kids because, man, the students across this country love, well, actually everybody loves Chick-fil-A. Unless you've got that, you know, the owner of the company, they support, you know, traditional values and blah, blah, blah. So they still make a hell of a product. I will spend the extra money to go in to a absolutely spotless Chick-fil-A with people who are smiling and happy to be working there and every day of the week, except for I'm on a diet, so I can't do it every day of the week. But what I find, and Laura didn't mention last night on Fox, is the fact that they signed a 5-year deal with Chick-fil-A, and they're going to be sponsoring all this stuff and whatnot. But they are going to actually save $2.6 million by just moving the location of the restaurant, because it's no longer going to have to renovate the original location in this one basement of this one hall. So there you have it. They don't care about your money. If you are sending your child to Kansas University, how much could you have saved on tuition knowing that they are throwing money away like this? Well, actually, the administration isn't, because they're saving the money, and they kind of, I'm not saying they thumbed their nose at the faculty council. But seriously, with the problems that we have going on in the world, if you are part of the LGBT community, you should be grateful and happy that it is so accepting in this country, and stop making people believe that it's not. It's just noise you're making now. At every turn, you prove that it's a waste of time what you're doing. People support you. People, Just because the owner of a business doesn't, so what? America supports you. And you should be happy about that, because in other countries, they are still throwing people of the gay community off of buildings. They are still being killed. They are being imprisoned. Women having abortions are being imprisoned. We still talk in this country. We're open in this country. The president who you just love to go after and attack, he is asking other countries to open their mind and stop the harassment of the gay community. But does anybody seem to care about that? No, because you're siding with socialism, with communism, with fascism, and you're missing the big picture. Trying to force your lifestyle down people's throats, it's only making you look bad, not them. There is a presentation going forward to change the American flag, to take out the red and the white, the innocence and the bloodshed, to put it into rainbow. Still have the stripe or the stars up there, the blue with the white stars, but then make it a rainbow-colored flag. It's not going to happen. Presenting stuff like this just makes your community look bad. You have to start standing up in your community now, because I know there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that listen to this station who are of a different lifestyle. You are being drowned out. You are being taken over just like everybody else in America. Being told that you're supposed to think this way, you're supposed to feel this way. Do you really feel as though you're being downtrodden? I know my friend who I talk to every day says no. You know, it just is just incredible. If you are part of Blexit, the black exit, if you are part of walk away from the Democrats, how people are being harassed because they can't think for themselves. And that's the issue. They don't want anybody thinking for themselves. They want you feeling. They want you feeling bad for the people who are here in this country illegally. They want you feeling bad for refugees. They want you feeling bad for different cultures that are being attacked, even though they're killing people and running people down and driving over them and killing them with knives. They want you feeling bad that this country is just bad because of its history. It's our history, and I embrace it. What do we do with history? What do we do with experiences? We learn from them. We don't destroy history. We don't try to change it. We don't try to give a different narrative, because if we do, we lose history. And then we repeat it. This has been going on over and over and over again. It's just incredible. Have a mind. Have a backbone. Grow a spine. Get a voice. Let yourself be heard, respectfully, of course. I cuss up a storm at home. I would love to play George Carlin for you, because his words are so meaningful right now. His argument on climate change that was from almost 20 years ago. His argument on soft language that was almost 20 years ago. His argument on stuff 20 years ago. The same things, the same frustrating things that we're looking at right now. But he drops the F-bomb of every single sentence he makes. So, you know, there's not enough editing in the world that can make it so I can play him. So go to YouTube. Refresh your memory. Refresh your memory with George Carlin and Don Rickles and Joan Rivers. And then sit down and play him with your kids. Play him with those high school students. See, honey? Remember when AOC and everybody here in town was telling you we're going to die in 10 years, the planet's going to explode? Guess what? They've been saying that for 20-some-odd years, if not longer. You're being brainwashed. They're taking real conversations out of our lives, the ability to express ourselves, the ability to believe in ourselves and accomplish more, because everybody gets a trophy. If I sucked at something and I was last, I would really try to improve myself. Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that what growing is about? Isn't that what life is about? New experiences and achieving things and being strong and helping others? You know, let me keep my money. Let me make my money as much as I want, and I will help others. Maybe some others haven't. Maybe they want to keep their money, like Bezos and what's his name? And what's his name? And what's his name? And what's his name? And what's her name? But you know what? That's their prerogative. If you see something that needs to be fixed, then you go out and start something incredible. Make millions, make billions. And then give it to you, give it to those who you think need it most. We've got so much stuff to talk about today. We've got the interim superintendent conversation starting. We've got a big meeting in Douglas County. You want to see 2,500 new homes in Douglas County squished into an area? Dayton's going through the same thing right now. Like I said, we got all kinds of stuff coming up here on your live and local FM talk station. It's the Monica J Show, 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And that's Monica with a C. I know those Germans spell it with a K, but it's M-O-N-I-C-A. Online, on air, wherever you want. It's right here for you on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington and Smith Valley. I don't think you could handle any more, Monica, actually. At least that's what my husband tells me. He goes, no, you give them enough. Yeah, I get kind of tiring after a while, but somebody's got to keep, you know, it's like the Trey Gowdies and I just love so many of the guys we've got in Congress right now. Not from our state, but from other states.
Yeah.
It's just we got the short end of the stick this time. So speak your voice. I can only say it so much. I can only do so much. And I love it because people are listening. I mean, Deb went out and started the American Patriots of Sparks, Nevada. We're waiting for other groups to get started up. Because there are a lot of things that you have to go up against now. Like the collective. Yes, that I heard about yesterday for the first time. I guess that's what happens when you live in the county and not the city. Community collectives now in Reno. The only decent thing that I can find about this, and trust me, I do not care for these, is the groups will always be meeting between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. So I guess that's more convenient for you. That would be more convenient for me. But here you go. Once again, our elected representatives who are supposed to be listening to you, the people who elected them, getting another group to go do it. Go talk to the collective. Go talk to your neighborhood advisory board. Go talk to, and they'll get back to us. I'm sorry. This is not New York. This is not LA. This isn't even Las Vegas. We are not big enough for you guys not to be paying attention to your constituents, to the people who elected you. You need to start taking yourselves off some of these boards that you control, like the Community Homeless Advisory Board that will not listen to any outside ideas other than, you know, the two people from the Sparks City Council, the two people from the Reno City Council, and the two people from the Washoe County Commission. Start getting some actual professionals on these boards. Let them come up with the action to solve the problems because you're not doing it. Just saying. And then there's the action, acting in community together and organizing Northern Nevada, ACTIONN. It's just another organizing group. And this one actually getting its money through this hand, and through this hand, actually from George Soros. So you hear people complain about him nationally. Don't think he's a national threat. He's a local threat. Just like Michael Bloomberg. Just like taking your gun rights away. And now they're just blatantly saying confiscation. Confiscation. Before I get off on too much of a tangent, I have been meaning to bring you this since last week, actually, courtesy of the Fernley Reporter, because I think everybody needs to know about this, and we should participate and send representatives. So thank you to Robert Perea. I hope I said that right, Robert. Did an article back on August 24th. The Nevada Veterans Coalition will be conducting its 19th mission of the Missing in Nevada Project. And it's going to happen at the Northern Nevada Memorial Cemetery. What are they doing? 15 veterans whose remains have been in the care of a local mortuary that remain unclaimed are going to have services with full military honors. How cool is that? Get that on your calendar. It happens at 2 p.m. Friday, September 13th. So it's next week. It's going to be happening in Fernley. How incredible is that? Finally, after all these decades, your service recognized, and so many of them, World War II veterans. There's even a World War I veteran. So, if you can, I know we say, you know, well, the veterans have Veterans Day, they have Memorial Day. No, it's times like this that you come together and you recognize the service, the commitment that people have made to this country and to making sure atrocities aren't happening in other parts of the world, for how many decades they've been doing this. And now, there are just groups of people who, if you are in any type of military service, if you are in law enforcement, basically if you're a first responder, you're just being, you know, you're the bad guys now. That just disgusts me. But check this out. You can go online, too, and log on to fernleyreporter.com and see more about that. But Friday, September 13th, even just send your prayers. I mean, because that's going to be a beautiful thing to watch, to finally have all of these men finally come to rest with the love of Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. We are the home of Fox News and your voice. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Also proudly being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. All of it. We're also being heard on 92.3 FM in Smith Valley and Mason Valley as well. So let's go to the phone lines real quick. And Ryan keeps calling in, wants to say something, because I'm not going to take any phone calls here for a minute because I want to read you something. I want to read it to you verbatim. So, Ryan, what did you want to talk about real quick?
Well, first, one question. I know today around 12:30, 1:30 over at the Sparks Library, there's the thing with the Washoe County School District interim superintendent, and there's a couple more meetings coming up. And then on the 24th and the 30th at 6 p.m., they're doing zoning. Like, you can give your input about the zoning, of how zoning for housing for the future. 6 p.m. at McKinley Arts on the 24th, and the 30th, 6 p.m. over at Neo Rec. And I was wondering, how would you go up to the superintendent and ask her nicely, but still be, like, critical? You know what I mean? Like, saying, like, you've been part of this bullying. Like they said on the news last night, they're, like, starting to clean up the bullying and stuff like that. How do you say that to her, that you're part of the problem, but do it in a nice, respectful way?
Does that make sense? Just kind of said it right there, Ryan. I didn't hear anything that you said that was disrespectful. I would say, you know, Dr. McNeil, you say that you've been a part of this for 25 years. You're touting that. You worked under Tracy Davis. Why weren't you more, you know, aggressive or more in tune with what was happening and try to fix it then? You know, what was the issue?
And can I bring up the example? Like you got sued because an employee under you, a teacher at Hug High School, trying to bring up these issues, and because you bullied her, she had to sue you guys just to get her issues out there. That does not seem right. Seems wrong.
Well, just don't direct it at her.
Okay.
You know, say the superintendent's office, the district.
Office.
You know, did this, because we don't know. I mean, did Dr. McNeil have a hand in it?
Right. You're right. But can I say, like, at the time this was going on, you were the deputy superintendent. You had a hand in all this bad stuff was going on. How come you didn't step up and stop this?
Exactly. And make her answer those questions that you are a deputy superintendent, take responsibility for what the district was doing under yours and Tracy Davis's supervision. How is this going to change? You know, change our minds, because I don't want anybody that worked under Tracy Davis in charge.
I have a bad feeling that, you know, like, she's trying to...
Oh, you know she's going to.
Whitewash.
You know she's going to try and be... Yeah, and she's going to try and be superintendent. It's the same thing that Tracy Davis did when Pedro Martinez left and then is suing. And, now she's suing. So, Ryan, I want to get to this. Thank you. Go to the meetings again. If you want to find out when the meetings are, actually, it's posted over on my Facebook page. You can find it there. Or on the page. You can find it on my friend's page, or you can find it on 99.1 FM Talk page about when the meetings are, because They're only an hour long. So I would say, write out the question that you have for her so it is respectful and clear, and have it ready and make her answer it. Don't let her do what politicians do and, you know, keep talking about it and not answer. All right, I want to read you this word for word and then discuss. The resolution claims that the NRA incites and arms those who would use guns in acts of mass terrorism driven by hatred. It reads in part, whereas reported hate crimes have increased by double digits since 2015, and whereas there are over 393 million guns in the United States, which exceeds the country's current total population, and whereas our elected representatives, including the president, have taken an oath swearing to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Whereas the United States Constitution specifically delineates that the country was founded to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and promote the general welfare. Whereas the National Rifle Association musters its considerable wealth and organizational strength to promote gun ownership and incite gun owners to acts of violence. And whereas the National Rifle Association, through its advocacy, has armed those individuals who would and have committed acts of terrorism. And whereas all countries have violent and hateful people, but only in America do we give them ready access to assault weapons and large capacity magazines, thanks in large part to the National Rifle Association's influence. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the city and county of San Francisco intends to declare the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. And be it further resolved that the city and county of San Francisco should take every reasonable step to assess the financial and contractual relationship our vendors and contractors have with this domestic terror organization. And be it further resolved that the city and county of San Francisco should take every reasonable step to limit those entities who do business with the city and county of San Francisco from doing business with this domestic terrorist organization. And be it further resolved that the city and county of San Francisco should encourage all other jurisdictions, including other cities, states, and the federal government, to adopt similar positions. Through the resolution, though the resolution mentions the U.S. Constitution, it fails to mention the Second Amendment. Do you understand what I just read to you? San Francisco supervisors voted unanimously to declare and designate the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Antifa can destroy buildings. They can destroy cars. They can hurt people. They can cause havoc in the streets, millions upon millions of dollars of damage, property damage. And they keep threatening even more violent tactics. And they're not held responsible. AOC is helping and promoting fundraisers to get those arrested legal help in Antifa. But law-abiding citizens who value the Second Amendment, you are now a terrorist in this part of California. I don't go for boycotts. I think they're dumb. Because you still want to enjoy your life. But I personally, for no reason, even though it's my favorite Macy's, even though I love the clam chowder and the sourdough, I will never, ever in my lifetime set foot in San Francisco or San Francisco County. I'll look at pictures. And then when I'm looking at pictures of all of the beauty of the wharf, of the Marconi Tower, of the beautiful art they have, I will then flip over to the pictures of the crap in the streets, the needles, the homeless that are breaking the law every single minute of every single day, that this city does nothing. Nancy Pelosi does nothing. Gavin Newsom, once mayor of San Francisco, does nothing to help but take and spend taxpayer dollars. Welcome to America. This is how civil wars are started. It's with stuff like this. This isn't a joke. This is what the San Francisco supervisors just did. They declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. You are not going to hear the last of this. They are feeding in to the socialist, the communistic attitude that destroyed Venezuela and destroyed so many others, destroyed the humanity of Germany. Well, guess what? Welcome to America. It's right here, and it is right now. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk. It's your Second Amendment rights. California is pretty darn powerful in this country. Just think about that. 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. KKFT 99.1 FM talk and also 92.3 FM talk in Yerington and Hawthorne. Love getting your calls from Fallon and Fernley and Minden and Gardnerville. We're so diverse. You drive, you know, we talk about, hey, don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes, it'll change. Well, you know what? Drive for 10 minutes and your scenery changes. We have desert, we have mountains, we have fields, we have forests, we have beautiful lakes. We have salt flats. Why did you move to Nevada? Why did you want to live in Nevada? Are you native? I mean, a lot of native Nevadans have, you know, kind of gotten pushed out. People keep moving to Nevada. A lot of them from California, unfortunately. But there are a lot of good people here from California, too. I'll throw myself into that class as well. Seems people, a lot of good people from Northern California move here. And then California just follows them. I don't want to keep moving around just to find places that are red. We need to stand and fight and make sure that we back up the President of the United States and make sure that this country does not become a socialist country. Now, communist China has a big hand in that, too. So I'm happy. I am thrilled that the president is twisting the screws on China. I'm sorry if your business may be effective. Sorry. But China's been twisting the screws on us for way too long. And what do? They take our money and give it to other countries to buy influence against us. Weird how that works, isn't it? Why did you move here? Have you ever been outside of Reno? Have you ever been down to the Basque restaurants in Minden and Gardnerville? Gone down to, you know, Night in the Country? A concert out in Yerington? We have to take control of how we want to live. We can't let these elected representatives destroy everything for us. We can't set plans into motion and make these forecasts, you know, what we want our area to look like in 10, 20, 30 years. These master plans, what a waste of time. Every time you put a master plan together, somebody comes along and says, well, you know, I got some property over here and I want to build 2,500 homes. Even though you don't have the infrastructure, even though you don't have the jobs, even though you don't have the facilities to, you know, sustain all this, it's my property and this is what I want to do, even though it's against your master plan, even if it's bad for the community, because I make money. That's what's happening in Minden right now. If you're listening in Minden, please, tonight is the Minden Town Board meeting. Tonight at 5:30 at the CVIC Hall. 5:30, a nice time there. Get in there, speak your piece, support your neighbors, and then go have a nice dinner. If you can't make it tonight, you got one more chance tomorrow. One more chance. Douglas County Commissioners are meeting at the old county courthouse at 1 in the afternoon. So what are you going to do? You hate the way things are being developed and overdeveloped. Are you going to take time out of your busy schedule and say, you know what, this is my home. I came here for a reason. I didn't want to live in Reno. I didn't want to live in Carson City. I didn't want to live all cramped in. So I came out here to Minden-Gardnerville area for a nice rural lifestyle. Even though it's going to cost me more in gas because, well, you know, Sisolak can't stand the rurals. What are you going to do? Minden Town Board meeting tonight, 5:30, CVIC Hall. And tomorrow, it's the Douglas County Commissioners at the old courthouse at 1 p.m. If you don't go and if you don't say something, then you don't get to complain. But you do get to keep paying those property taxes, and you do get to keep paying those gas taxes, and probably mileage taxes too, as it's coming up. We're all going to see that happen. Because they don't want, and you know who I talk about when I say they, those guys up there. They don't want gasoline vehicles on the road. The end goal is electric cars. That's it. KKFT, it's live and local FM talk. What do you want to talk about today? What do you want to say? 884-9910. I want to say we're the home of Fox News, and I am so proud of that. So, let's take a quick break for some business news and some national and local news.